Hey, good morning, my friends. Skip here. 9 a.m. on the 20th of February, President's Day, I believe. The third day of a three-day weekend for me. Back to work tomorrow, right? Excuse me. I have thoroughly enjoyed having a few days off and going to a basketball game tonight. My middle son, who is a junior in high school, will be playing, or his team will be playing anyway, tonight as a part of the playoffs. So in Iowa, every team gets a chance at advancing in their playoffs. So tonight is our team's chance to play. So we've got a big day ahead of us. And it's a nice sunny day. Going to be nice temperature out. Ready for winter to be over. And the earth is looking more and more like it's going to come out of this frozen sleep that we spend so much time in Iowa. Anyway, let's talk about our topic. How's that? I want to talk about our need to believe in God. And I want to break that down into need, believe, and God. Let's see if we can get through this in 10 or 15 minutes. We need those three things as humans, it appears. You know, we are thrown into concepts and ideas about who God is. We are programmed. I mean, I think we all are. I certainly was, to some degree, programmed to believe that there's a necessity, a need to buy into concepts about a transcendent being. And the transcendent being comes in as many forms as there is humans. My undergraduate degree is in religion. I studied comparative religion. I have some graduate level work done in Christian theology. I have been to synagogue. I have studied Eastern philosophies. It's a part of what it means to be human, it seems, to have this sort of innate need to believe something. But here's the problem, or here's the challenge, is that what we have been given as ways of belief, as religions, as understandings of God, I'm using air quotes when I say God, it's a term that does not satisfy at all, by the way, or given other people's notions. At least in my culture, we are just handed other people's notions and ideas about what that transcendent being is. And 99% of the time, that may be an exaggeration, but a lot of the time, that notion of God is just the notion or the idea of a superhuman being, a human being that's above other humans, but not that far above, and that God somehow shares our prejudice and our likes and dislikes and et cetera, et cetera. And so what human beings do is they take the idea that is about an infinite thing and they shrink it down to something that they believe they can understand. And in doing so, they minimize, they dismiss, they categorize, they institutionalize their belief systems, their notions about God. thus leaving the rest of the world and those coming into the world with a very narrow understanding of their need to have a transcendent being as part of their life. So, what do we do, right? Well, we have to look at what that need is. The need to believe in a superior being is, I think, at least partly something that we are born with because we know there's something more to life. It's programmed out of us very quickly, but we know there's something more to reality. And so we have to quantify that. We have to try to understand that feeling that there's something more. And so we make that something more, something we can understand. A gray-haired man in the sky, or a gray-haired woman in the sky, for that matter, or anything that quantifies is what our brains do. We look for patterns. We look for things we can understand, and we latch on. When in fact, at least in my estimation, what God is, and again, that word God does not suffice, is really the realization of a higher consciousness collectively. That the universe is made up of creative energy, creative love, and when we become a part of that, that's, for me anyway, that's what God is. It's not a personal thing. And we also have to keep in mind that there are things beyond our understanding, even the most, you know, advanced sort of spiritual or theological thinkers fall short. We don't have the capacity to explain that transcendent reality. So for me to say that it's consciousness is just another way of human beings trying to figure out something. It really is beyond us. However, I think it can be experienced. I think the transcendent can be experienced. And it's experienced in several ways. When we really love someone more than we love ourselves. When we are forgiven or we give forgiveness. When we are given grace or show grace. When we experience true generosity and hope and love, those pillars of authenticity that I've talked about, when we're intimate, really intimate with someone, these are moments of transcendence. And these moments of transcendence go beyond belief. That believing something is maybe a very cursory first movement in the spiritual journey. It is not the end. So many people believe that believing something is the end of the journey. It is not the end of the journey. If you're not willing to let go of things that you believe in, you'll never experience things that are true. And so really that experience of the transcendent is what's vital. So we have this inborn need to experience the transcendent and to grow into it. And that's the difference. The difference between needing to believe in a God and knowing that we have a need to experience the transcendent. Those things are two different things. Because one is built, the first one, you know, the need to believe in a God is built on concepts that we've been handed, religions that we've been handed, spiritual notions that we've been handed, that often don't allow for our own explanation, often don't allow for our own human, our own humanness, our own human need to be creative, to be intimate, to be loving, to be compassionate. These things that are basic to what it means to be human are often set aside, because when you have to defend something you believe in, that defense, that needing to be right, sinks us back into, draws us back into a very dualistic notion of God. Simply put, my friends, God is a life. God is the energy beyond dualism. Maybe that's too simple, I don't know, but that's what I'm saying right at the moment. That in the moments that I experience that are transcendent, there's no dualism. There's no need to defend. There's no need to prove myself right. There's no need to be right while others are wrong. There's no need to identify my own being over and against other things. When I experience that non-dualistic notion of life, I experience what the ancients, what the great mystics, what the great spiritual beings of the world have all experienced. We can call it God, we can call it nirvana, we can call it enlightenment, we can call it transcendence. Call it what you will. It is only experienced in those moments when we are able to live to some degree beyond the dualistic notions that we've learned. If we put upon our search for God dualism, that is to say, if we say God belongs in this place of worship and not that place of worship, or in this place of religion and not that place of religion, or in this book and not that book, we are simply just expressing a very skewed programming that's been handed to us by prior generations. I'm going to make a bold statement that God actually exists beyond those notions. I have experienced the transcendence of non-dualism, listening to music, looking at art, hearing an inspirational person, not necessarily a religious person, let me tell you a quick story, and then I'll end. About 10 years ago, maybe more than that now, 15 years ago, I took my my daughter, and her friend to a Christian rock concert. And I'm not a huge fan of Christian music. I think most of it's marketing, but they had a speaker come out, and the speaker was saying things like, it's all about love, it's all about truth, and I was really warming up to the speaker, that it's all about, forgiveness. And then I heard, the inevitable dualistic notion when the speaker said, but these things can only happen through the Christian religion, basically. And it just crushed me. It just made me so sad that, these words of love and forgiveness and reconciliation were followed up by this idea that if you don't believe like this guy believes, or this music was conveying, then you don't count. Then love is not for you. Brothers and sisters, what you seek, what I seek, is beyond how we identify ourselves as opposed to others. It just is. It's beyond the signs and the doors of the churches and synagogues and temples. It's beyond the institutions. It's beyond the ideas and concepts of who we think we are. And until we finally understand that the truth is only found there, we're going to struggle. I'm convinced that if human beings can, to some degree, function beyond dualism, beyond the idea of us and themism, if we could ever get there, we might solve some of these issues in our world. Anyway, there you go. Happy President's Day. And I'll try to get to you tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.